Well, good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. Welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival here at the beautiful Yorba Linda Forum Theater. Today is Friday, May the 18th, the year 2018, and my name is John Vorwald. I'm one of two judges assigned by Music in the Parks to evaluate your performance here today. I'm replacing Neil Anderson, who could not be here today. I'm looking forward to your performance and hope my comments will be helpful to you. Have a great weekend. Okay. Strong beginning here. Okay, I think we're doing first a warm-up, so I'm just going to wait. Thank you.
very impressive group on stage. We just finished your warm-up. We're going to start with the Farewell by Andrew Boysen. Okay, I think we're ready. Balance the voices, trumpets. Also, when you put a mute in there, it's going to change the pitch somewhat to make sure we don't play sharp. Good control. So make sure that we don't slur everything, you phonemic. Some notes have to be tongued. Da, ya, di, ya, da. Have to be tongued. Nice clarinet sound here. Nice tone quality in the ensemble. Really appreciate your ability to play this slow and with good control. Roddy, watch the air support. And think about the pitch before you play it. Noted that both the E and the D on the trumpet are a little flat partials. Okay, your E is actually pretty good. Your D is a little bit flat. That good sounds. Trumpet solo trumpet. Make sure we don't notice a very clear distinction between the 16th and the 36th. Not easy to do. 30 seconds, I should say. Think about where the phrase is going and how we're building those moments. Okay, so think about larger concepts of phrasing rather than just individual segments. And that's the challenge of this piece, because it's slow and deliberate, but there are those moments to be explored. Just demanding stuff here. Getting that in tune is a real high level of difficulty. Certainly understand that.
and more bottom sounds, less upper frequencies, with diminished the unfocused sound to be accomplished sometimes there. Beautiful flute sound here. Yeah, nicely done.
Really demanding piece of literature, and you played it so well. There were just a couple of spots where I think that we were really challenged to maintain good pitch control in the upper register, and I'm talking about the section before 45, and it's really demanding stuff there, and I certainly understand that. So continue to, you know, to work on your ability to play in the upper register with good tone and good intonation, and that's the next level of development. So good for you. You know, those dissonances at 45, yeah, if you can balance down to the lower voices, emphasize the lower frequencies more than the upper frequencies, then it diminishes the overtone issues. And of course it's dissonances, so we're going to hear that. But other than that, really demanding stuff, and really well performed. Good for you. Okay, Undertow by John Mackey. Technically more demanding piece. Oh, great tempo. Nice work, good accents, measure 23, nicely done. Okay, watch the pulse, make sure we really understand how that is subdivided throughout that section. Gotta make sure we are allowed to make those shapes happening, so we're gonna start a little softer to make the crescendo work to the double forte at letter C. Da-di-di-da. Now make sure that the staccato notes have a slight separation, should be detached. So maybe all apply the same style of articulations there. Nice work. Woodwinds, upper woodwinds, very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure that you don't lose out on the contribution of the upper woodwinds and letter K. It's kind of covered by the other voices in the ensemble. Good percussion work. Yeah, work to balance that that segment. Little loud on the sustained notes and a little too soft on the staccato and eighth notes on the M. So work to balance that. Yeah. Very nice work in the percussion. Good for you. For percussion, if you don't cover the ensemble, I mean, you're right here in this last segment, you're another voice, another color, another texture, and sometimes you dominate. I know that's not easy to do, to play soft with that, because it's such an exciting part there. And John Mackey is known for his percussion contributions. We had some issues there, but you know they were minor, and we're such a good group, you know, we can afford to be picky. And so just continue to work on those intonation issues. Also in this last segment, there's so much going on at the same time. It is really important that you as a player determines your role in the musical dialogue, in the musical conversation. That's what it really is. There are so many different ideas going on at the same time. It is really important that we kind of know what the most important part is, and that we want to make sure we can hear that part.
Have you gone to the park yet? Is that tomorrow? We'll be on the lookout for these little green men, aliens. Have you seen them? From Toy Story, there's a little popcorn bucket about this big.
Okay, well, I'm trying to wrap up, but it's kind of a noisy crowd, which is really great for you, because you're very popular, obviously. But again, really a wonderful performance. Just make sure that we work on maintaining good pitch control in the upper registers and upper ranges. Sometimes at the louder sections and in upper register, we kind of lack that
clear. Okay. Mr. Han. Hi, Mr. Han. Yeah, he'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
At the awards assembly. He's busy with Mr. Han.
We didn't always hear.
Make sure you say hello when you see him tomorrow. Have a great time at the park. Don't forget any of your valuables here. Make sure you look around and grab all your trash.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption.
Have a great afternoon.
But I was just right wrapping up here. Some minor intonation issues, especially when the part becomes challenging and the volumes are right up there, double forte. So that is very understandable. But continue to work on that part. Okay. Also, remember that you need to determine how your part fits in the overall structure of the composition. Okay. What is the most important part we need to hear? Because in this last segment, we kind of had so much going on that was sometimes difficult to hear, especially the upper woodwind parts with the staccato notes. But, these are little things, and hope my comments are helpful to you. I really enjoyed your performance. So many fine groups come from this program. Very impressive to hear, three concert band doing really well, and an orchestra that was just sort of fantastic, outstanding. And so I really had a great time listening to you, and hope my comments are helpful to you. And I actually hope to hear you again sometime in the near future. Thank you again.